You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders shares the trials and tribulations of a Texan and his ryegrass excursions.
We have a small patch of yard in front, about 20 feet by 30 feet, surrounded by mature azaleas and towering trees. The patch was scraggly grass and moss when we bought the house 5.5 years ago. Since then, it deteriorated into largely dirt. Moles invaded, turning the soil spongy. So I buttonholed a landscape architect working next door and asked his advice on what would work best. Plant St. Augustine, he said. It'll last at least a few years. Since we plan to put the house up for sale and downsize fairly soon, that sounded like a plan. I hired 2 teenagers to scrape off the scrub and spread a yard of dirt hauled in with our 65 Ford F-100. They laid down $800 worth of sod, and I paid the guys a couple $100 for their labor. As instructed, I watered for a few minutes daily. Soon, we had a luscious green lawn. I cut back on watering, fertilized it, and set the mower on its highest setting so as not to scalp the sod. In short, I did everything required. After a month, the sod began turning a sickly yellow, then brown. First, it was in the especially shady parts, but then spread quickly. Within 3 months, my $1,000 investment actually looked worse than what had preceded it. I called the county agent, who readily came out to inspect. He advised I till the soil, spread herbicide to kill the grub worms, which attracts the moles, and plant turf ryegrass. That's important. Both he and I in the past have made the mistake of planting pasture ryegrass in a yard. That variety grows before your eyes, rising toward the sky seconds after it's mowed. I spent a cold, wet winter mowing grass twice a week that year. The turf variety grows to a certain height and stops, the agent said. But first I had to rent a tiller and chew up the soil. I carefully marked all the sprinkler heads with flags and commenced the tilling. I successfully wrestled that beast around the sprinklers. After I finished, I began raking the soil, pulling out dead grass and tree roots, and, 2 strands of wire. Ugh. I had tilled up the sprinkler wire. I ran to the box and turned on that zone. Nothing. In fact, the first 4 zones watered by the system no longer worked. The 2 wires sticking out of the ground were about 8 feet apart. I headed to the big box store to buy some sprinkler wire and waterproof wire caps, confident I could splice the lines back together. As usual, my confidence was misplaced. I wired the 6 color-coded strands together, but the sprinkler still didn't work. I double-checked my work. No luck. I left a message with the sprinkler fellow. You know, of course it was the weekend, but he called back and came out on Monday. It turns out I'd cut the wire in another place. Another $100 went out of my wallet for the repair. I spread the ryegrass and tamped down the soil with a lawn roller. For several days, nothing happened. I watered for 2 minutes each afternoon. Great. I was going to be out another $60 for the seed. Then on Sunday morning, I padded out to get the paper and stared in surprise at a carpet of bright green grass sprouting up among the leaves. The ryegrass will survive until May or June at the latest. That gives me 6 months or so to come up with a new plan to cover this small patch of ground. For now, I'm enjoying the sight of autumn leaves scattered on a carpet of green.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.